Basarat. Blessing? Blessing?
Aye.
Eric? Ansley? And Hung Yum.
Aye.
With four members present, quorum has been reached. The chair would now entertain a motion to approve this meeting's agenda.
I second.
You just have to say so moved, and then someone else can second.
Oh, okay. I motion.
This motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? This motion passes. This meeting's agenda has been approved. I have no preliminary business. Do any members of the committee have any preliminary business this evening?
I do not.
Seeing none, we will now move into new business for the evening, starting with the GPSA budget revision. The chair would entertain a motion to open the GPSA executive budget revision.
I motion.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? This motion passes. We are now in the GPSA executive budget revision. I believe they're redefining $400 that was set aside for Club 89 events to now be used for the coffee and tea that's available for free in the office. We don't normally have someone present on these. Angela or Carl, do you have any comments on this before we vote?
No, sir.
All right.
I do not. Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You hit recording?
It's not my meeting, so
it's, oh, okay.
I am recording the audio, though. It doesn't take minutes.
Yep.
All right. Are there any questions on the budget revision? Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of passing the budget revision?
Aye.
Recording in progress.
Opposed? Abstain? All right. The budget revision passes as is. The chair would now entertain a motion to open Hispanic Engineering and Science Organization.
I motion.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? This motion passes. We are now in the HESO appropriation. Is there anyone here to present for HESO? All right. If you wouldn't mind coming up to the table. Yeah. You'll have 5 minutes to present whenever you're ready. If you wouldn't mind just saying your names before you speak for the record.
All right. So my name is Juan Alejandro Mata. I am the conference chair representing HESO today. I used to be the former president of HESO. I'm here to...
I'm just talking about HESO.
HESO stands for the Hispanic Engineering Science Organization. We're here because we need support to fund a couple of graduate students that want to attend the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers Conference, the national conference that takes place in Salt Lake City. And in that conference, there's tons of opportunities for our students to explore, such as networking, workshops. There's a job fair that is very, very important in terms of supporting our community. It's also a great place to attend in terms of going for competitions, and we have a couple of students that are interested in presenting some papers during the conference. So, my role right now is to try to get as many students as we can, and unfortunately, some of the departments will not support some of our graduate students, and that's also my case, because of me being an international and being in the data science and microsystems engineering program, we have limited amounts of funding available to us, so I'm here to ask for...
Yeah, so it's pretty much a travel request for, I'm Jared, I know all of you. So pretty much fund three grad students to present research and to really showcase UNM's talents. They're going to the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers Conference, which I believe is one of the three largest conferences for engineers. concerns, and it really promotes diversity as well. And since we are a minority-serving institution, we might as well have students there. Otherwise, it's going to, you know, kind of look bad. Like when I went to the GEM conference, and Lawrence Livermore Laboratory sponsored the event, but they did not pay for their students to go to the actual conference. So that, to me, that was something that was just unheard of, is you're willing to sponsor the event, but not pay for your students to go there. And pretty much, if we look at the budget sheet, we're asking for the max amount of per diem, for conference fees, and for airfare. I do have tickets listed on the access sheet for how much plane tickets cost right now. The sad thing is they've probably gone up because that's how flights are. They normally go up the sooner you're leaving. It seems like they're leaving October 31st on Halloween. Sorry. You have fun on the weekend with Halloween. And then they'll be back on November 6th. So, yeah.
All right, thank you. Do any members of the committee have questions?
Yeah. So I don't know if it's a typo. From your write-up, you said essay is requesting to fund two graduate students.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing three units.
Okay, that got changed because the Elsa Castillo, who is the leader of the Engineering Student Services, she sent an email. And I think I sent two appropriations to you, and then I corrected the next one. I guess I just left that part out. Unfortunately cannot.
So is it three or two?
Two. Oh, is it three or two?
Yeah, it's just Carla and...
Okay. Is Jorge going?
Jorge is 103.
Okay, I guess it's just two then.
Just two.
I thought Jorge was...
So that should be 800.
That's
my
understanding.
Right?
It's students, like, a lot of people, they have to be...
Yeah, them switch is 800.
But according to the standing rules,
it's
400 per conference. 400 maximum per organization per conference. For registration fee, I mean.
Yes, that's correct. Just like a quick rundown, the maximum for airfare is going to be 800. The maximum for the conference fees is going to be 400, and the maximum for the per diem is going to be, sorry, I calculated it, 525.
What? 525
for the per diem. Do any other members of the committee have questions? Seeing none, I just had
just one. Quick question. How did you select who's going? I guess you have several members, not just...
I think it was based on presentations. Usually the priority is given to those who are presenting research. So I think that's where Elsa... I can give you her contact info. That's where Elsa decided. And since I didn't have anything to present for research-wise, I thought better not to go.
Okay.
Our organization also gives priority to students that are closer to graduation because these opportunities break down a lot of opportunities in terms of jobs and connecting to the workforce out there. We also try to give an incentive for people attending our meetings. So we keep track of who's attending, and we do a merit-based point system where if people are attending our meetings or participating in the meetings or events we have with other organizations, we will give them points, and that is taken also into consideration.
So have students from your organization been going for this conference? Maybe have students from your organization previously been going for this conference? Have they been going before, like before now?
We have had students that have gone several times. This time, I don't believe we'll have. Well, I attended 2 years ago.
Awesome.
I didn't attend last year. We signed around 14 students last year, and in this opportunity, we're sending new students. Some that have not attended last year, which was in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
I think, 50,000 people going this, are 5,000 people at this conference? I know it's a large.
It's a large, yeah. So I do professional engineers. I'm not sure about the numbers, but it's very important. It's probably the most important
Hispanic
conference. Yeah. And STEM.
This concludes our time for questioning. Is there any discussion on the appropriation?
I would like to ask when the funding was given, are they restricted?
Are they restricted?
That's a good question.
They're not.
Have you received funds from GPSA, like for this conference before?
I think so.
No. So I think they are restricted to $500
since you just this is your first time.
Angela, are they going to be considered a new student organization for our purposes?
I don't believe so, but let me double check because I believe they received funding last year.
Received funding of any kind or
budget appropriation?
Yeah,
so. Oh, yeah, then. Okay, so you're not capped there.
I think we can do everything that you're going to do. Like everything maximum, like study and maximum.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're not capped in. So I think Angela is cross checking. Let's see what she'll say.
They have not received a GPS funds in the past 2 years.
In that case, I'll wrap it up with one last question, which is what category would you like the maximum amount of funding put to?
Would you say flights? I think flights
probably flights.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there any further discussion on the appropriation? Now is the time when you need to make motions to start cutting things. Any points or motions on the floor?
I motion to reduce the flight airfare to 500.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. This motion passes. The line item has been reduced to $500. Or do you have any other motions while you have the floor?
I motion to drop everything. Isn't it 500 max for 2 years?
Yeah, so you can make a sweeping motion to reduce line items 14 and 21 to zero.
Yes. I motion to sweep category item row 13 and 20 to be reduced to zero.
Seconded.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. This motion passes. The line items have now been reduced to zero. Is there any other discussion on the appropriation? Seeing none, the chair would now entertain a motion to vote on the appropriation.
I motion to vote.
Seconded. This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. This motion passes. We will now vote on the appropriation. Basrat. Blessing. Eric. Ansley?
Aye.
Hung Young?
Aye.
With a vote of 500, the appropriation passes at $503. Thank you so much for presenting today. We'll be passing this forward to the full council, who will then approve it as you well know. So,
thank you.
Have a good one.
So, Gerald, to bring it to your table.
Thank you.
The chair would now entertain a motion to open the American Medical Association appropriation.
I motion.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. This motion passes. We are now in the American Medical Association. Also, Ansley, if you want to get like that chair instead of the stool, we're going to be here a little while. You have 5 minutes whenever you're ready.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Mandy Collar. I'm an MD PhD student at UNM North Campus. And I'm currently acting as the president of the UNM American Medical Association chapter. The AMA is the largest professional medical organization and includes all medical subspecialties, everything from pediatrics to orthopedic surgery to family medicine to anesthesiology were all included within the AMA. As such, the AMA is open to all of the medical students on North Campus, which encompasses about 400 graduate students. We are asking for appropriations totaling $500 to aid in funding food and refreshments for two events that we have planned, one in the fall and one in the spring. These events would allow medical students to connect to one another and potential mentors within various specialties, learn more about the AMA and health advocacy, which is one of the core tenets of the AMA. We hope that these events would aid in networking for medical students, making lasting mentorship relationships, and help students boost their CVs, choose a medical specialty, and successfully apply to residency.
Thank you. Do any members of the committee have questions?
Yeah, I have a question. You say you guys will be having two events, right? Fall and spring. So, you know, appropriation is basically a semester stuff.
Okay.
So once you can apply for one, to sponsor one event this semester and the next event and next semester. So
okay.
I think we should just consider just one event for now.
Okay.
Question? So how many students are you looking at to attend this event?
So we're going to invite all medical students to attend, so up to 400. Typically our events, obviously, not everyone has attended in the past. I think the most that have attended in the past have been about 50, with, you know, $200 to $500. That should be enough to provide at least most of the cost for either a dinner or a lunch event for them.
I have one question. How many actual members do you have in the organization rather than your entire medical school?
Like how many have signed up for
like
national AMA membership?
No, like your UNM Student Association membership, because it can become a community event if you just invite all medical students from HSC
mm-hmm.
rather than, so we double check how many members you actively have on your roster.
So all medical students are AMA members. They can choose to also become national AMA members. Currently we have 70 students who have opted to become national AMA members as well.
Okay.
I think what we're getting at is, do you hold regular meetings, for example?
Yes.
How many people would show up to those, like, regularly?
Between, like, 20 and 50.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? All right. Seeing none, I would just start with a reminder that based on what they're saying about attendance, 350 would be the standing rules maximum for this.
Just before you continue, do you guys have a quote for the food or something?
Do I have
a quote?
What?
A quote.
A quote for,
a quote.
Yeah.
I don't know if Pacelli made one or not. He is the user, or the treasurer.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if he did that.
I think for just not a question, but a advice for the next one there, if Pacelli is still the finance.
He's on an away rotation, that's why I'm
okay.
standing in for him instead.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So make sure that
here.
He just in case for emergencies, add all the receipts so
yeah.
that it accumulates to that 250 so we know for sure. That's just in case if you guys invite like all the students, but like 35 people show up and you have extra food or something like
mm-hmm.
that, we want to make sure that, okay, is this, do you guys have enough funding for that
yeah.
to cover all of that? Or is there like another alternative?
Yeah, sounds good.
The time for questions has now elapsed. Is there any discussion on the appropriation?
I think since they are just less than 100, and the max we can give for you know smaller groups is 350, so I think we just cover everything for them.
Okay. Would you like to make that motion then?
I think the max is 350.
Yeah, I know. But they are requested for just 250, so we just give them 250, right? So.
So are you okay without the quote?
I think they should send the code to the finance chair.
We have like a deadline, maybe Friday or something.
Yeah. So just have him send you a quote by Friday?
Yeah.
That
would be great.
Yeah. I motion to reduce the category row 6 into 350.
250.
Okay.
Seconded.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. This motion passes. Line item 7 now reads $250. Is there any further discussion on the appropriation? Seeing none, the chair would now entertain a motion to vote on the AMA appropriation.
I motion to vote.
I second.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. This motion passes. We will now vote on the AMA appropriation. Pazurat.
Aye.
Blessing.
Aye.
Eric.
Aye.
Ensley.
Aye.
Hongyang.
Aye.
With a vote of 500, the AMA appropriation passes at $250. Thank you so much. We'll be, like we said, please get that quote by Friday. We'll be presenting this to the full council later. After that, you should have access to your money. No, you can go. The chair would now entertain a motion to open the Sociology Graduate Student Association.
I motion.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. This motion passes. We are now in the SGSA appropriation. Thank you for coming. You'll have 5 minutes whenever you're ready.
We're from the Sociology Graduate Student Association. I'm the co-president, Victoria Totaro. This is Aida Rabia, and she is the GPSA representative. We have 32 students as members of our program that are master's and PhD level students in sociology. We sent out a survey at the beginning of the year to the student body that we represent to figure out where we should put our attention this year. And one of the most requested things was a mid-semester mixer social event. So we are going to make that a reality for the students. We had 20 students express their interest in this event, which is what we've included in our quote here. We are requesting $306 to cover the cost of food for all 20 students at Gecko's Bar and Papa's. Let's see, what else?
I mean, we're concerned with covering the students' cost, but we're also going to have our professors there, and it's an opportunity for some of the new cohorts to also get to meet the professors that they may be working with and to get to meet the older cohorts and
right.
Overall just kind of create more of a sense of community within the department.
Right, networking, sense of community, chances to relay ideas to one another in a more informal setting than a classroom. Yep.
Thank you. Do any members of the committee have questions?
Do you have a quote for these?
So what we did was we included a menu and a breakdown per student. We selected the most expensive papa from the menu and multiplied that by the amount of students that are going. So it might not end up being exactly that much, but that was the best we could get as far as the quote goes.
They did, and they did check out.
Okay.
I have a question for you. I think this event involves alcohol.
Oh, yes, that's a very good question. Yeah. So there will be alcohol. Obviously, you can't buy that with UNM money. Your students are still free to purchase it themselves and drink it, obviously. Just on the receipt, please make sure that's all separate. Otherwise, it will cause a lot of problems
okay.
with our accounting office.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Are there any other questions?
We've sent out a survey at the beginning of the year, so the 20 people that expressed interest in this event came from the survey. I can send that to you if you'd like, but yeah, that's how we got to 20. Okay.
I had one question.
Sure.
So you said that there will be professors present. Will you be covering their costs with this as well, or just
no,
the students?
No.
Okay, perfect. Hey. Seeing no other questions, is there any discussion on the appropriation? Seeing none, the chair would entertain a motion to vote on the appropriation.
I motion to vote.
I second.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? This motion passes. We will now vote on the SGSA appropriation. Bazarat?
Aye.
Blessing? Aye. Eric?
Aye.
Ansley?
Aye.
Hongyang?
Aye.
With a vote of 500, this appropriation passes at $306. Thank you so much for coming. We'll be presenting this to the full council afterwards. You should be able to access your money. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The chair would now entertain a motion to open the Nepali Student Association appropriation.
I motion.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? This motion passes. We are now in the NSA appropriation. You're more than welcome to pull the third chair up if you want. Thank you. Whenever you're ready, you'll have 5 minutes.
Hey, I'm Swami Bhavutaba.
Hi, I'm Jamal. I'm the president of Nepali Student Association at UNM, and I'm also pursuing Master's in Structural Engineering at UNM.
I am Govin. I'm the treasurer of Nepali Student Association. I'm just undergrad student. I'm just with them today.
He's there for company.
Okay.
Okay, talking about the Nepali Student Association, we are the one of the largest population in the UNM. After the China and India, the Nepal population of Nepali students is largest among the international students in UNM. And talking about the program organized by the Nepali Student Association, every year, Nepali Student Association organizes a different kind of cultural event, spiritual event, to promote the Nepali and the South Asian culture, to bind those cultures with the American essence. So similarly, this year also, we are organizing the different kinds of cultural events, like the Deepavali event, which is one of the most famous and one of the most biggest cultural event of Hindu society. So we are going to organize this event in the UNM, and we are expecting of participation of around 300 people in this event. And moreover, we have around 55 plus active members in our club who are associated with the Masters and the PhD program. And talking about the participation, we are having more than 250 people from the Masters and the PhD program every year. And talking about the last year data, we had around 300 to 400 people in our Holi and Deepavali program last year. And because the event is in the winter days for this year, we are expecting a little low participation, around 300 people for this year. And for organizing this event, we are not charging the money from the other people because it's purely a cultural event, which will boost the internal strength. It will be linked with the spirituality, and it will also a kind of stress removing, tension removing kind of session. And it will also have different kind of chants, praise, and which will be really useful for the student who are having the mental pressures and different kind of stresses and coming from the different home countries in the American society. And we are also having a flash mob. It's a flash mob where we are going to show the South Asian culture in the well-dressed manner. We will have different kind of dresses, cultural dresses that will represent the different kind of culture from the South Asian part, like Nepal, India, Myanmar, and Bangladesh, and different kind of societies it will be going to represent in the UNM. And not only the Nepali student, different other international students also participate in this event. So we request for as much as the funding you guys can provide us for the successful hosting of this event. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Do any members of the committee have questions? This is how we would normally do it with parliamentary procedure anyway. So you'll all raise your hands when you have questions, and I'll call on whoever I think was first, basically. So if you just raise your hands. Okay. Let's start with Ansley.
I think for all of us, the biggest one is the $6,000 food for the participants for this event. Is your group also mixed with undergrads?
Yeah, this number of the people will from the undergrad, and most of the people will from the master's and the PhD program, around 215 people who are going to participate from the master's and PhD program.
So have you also contacted like ASUNM for funding as well too?
No, we haven't contacted for this event.
For that event? Okay.
We haven't contacted.
I recommend probably, since you do have some undergrads too and they do fund a little bit more, to probably ask for them. Because by our standing rules, we can only provide for a large event, 650, I believe. It just, that's a little bit too much in our budget. So definitely as a recommend for all of your guys's budget and budgeting, definitely if you have undergrads in your group, talk to ASUNM about that. I think that's like one of the big things there.
Okay, but we are having only around 10 to 15% undergrad student in this college.
Which is good. That would help you a lot.
Okay.
Get more funding for that. I just want to let you know that we cannot, we can't budget it 6,000 for the whole.
Okay. Eric.
Okay. So I have some reservations on questions. First of all, the question, the priest you're going to invite for the event, is it from UNM?
No, he will be from the temple.
Okay, secondly, okay, good. So I think last time or last year, you guys organized this event. You held this event last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, we host every year.
And if I remember vividly, you guys requested for money to buy the God idol.
God idol. No, that was the new year. We have not that.
Not you guys?
Nepal Student Association.
No, okay, you talked about the cultural clothes that you want to buy.
Yeah.
Is it just for your members or for everyone?
No, it's for everyone.
Everyone?
Yeah, we are going to participate in this event. This is open to all.
But we cannot fund the cultural dress for everyone.
No, means everyone means the student who are reading at UNM, Master's and PhD program. They will be the part of our cultural event.
I'm sure if we can fund cultural clothes for
students. So,
we
couldn't do
that. Well, yeah.
We fund clothes in a very limited way, basically, unless it's some sort of uniform for you to represent the club at like a larger event. Like, for example, if you wanted matching polo shirts for a conference or something like that, we could maybe do that, but we have to ensure that they stay with the club. So unless it's like some sort of...
Yeah,
like,
we would purchase it for this event, and we would reuse it at every event. We will organize this event every year, and we will reuse that.
Can we just confirm this from Angela? Because
Angela or Carl, if we could get your input on this specifically about the clothes for the flash mob, I would appreciate it.
Sure. So just to be equitable, in the past we have not funded cultural groups for these types of sort of, I don't want to say costumes because it's not really a costume. So we recommend that they do self-generating funds for that, but definitely if it was something towards the group, as you mentioned, those polos, we would consider funding that.
Okay, thank you, Angela. So it sounds like it's going to be a no for that. Blessing.
Considering the fact that you have like a lot of money you're asking for, did you sell out tickets, or how do you intend to gather funds aside from GPSA?
Till now, we are not planning of getting the money from the other student at UNM because it's a cultural event and we don't want to get money from that cultural event. In the name of culture, we don't want to ask money from them. But if we are unable to get sufficient funding from GPSA, we will be obliged to ask them money for the like donation or something. From the participants.
That's
right. So I have comments, questions, and then reservations. So first of all, my question is, this is a cultural event. The much that I know, GEO usually collaborates with
international
students organizations, so I don't know if you have reached out to GU?
Yeah, we have contacted. Yeah, I have just talked to Linda. She's the international advisor at GU. And she has promised me for helping in our next event in which is going to happen in the spring session. That will be the Nepal night and only event. In that event, we are going to collaborate with the other clubs like Duiwa, Pakistani Student Association, and Indian Student Association. And we are going to organize a grand event where around 500 to 600 people are going to participate.
Okay.
So, sorry. Only just a follow-up question.
So to my next question, so if we look at line item, I don't know, on the Excel sheet 56, 42, and 34. On 34, you wanted to buy Koja utensils.
Yeah.
And then on 42, you wanted to buy cultural dresses for male and female. And then on 56, you also wanted to buy cultural dress and utensils. How are those different?
Yeah, those are the different events. One is the Deepavali event. And another one is the flash mob.
Okay.
So can't you use one utensil or cultural dress for the whole event?
Like Deepavali is kind of worshipping a god and something kind of that. And the flash mob is a kind of modern culture that will represent the different countries, different culture in a dance form.
I don't if we like fund different utensils for different events, and then you're supposed to reuse these items.
Yeah.
And if in one semester you can't even reuse them, how are we sure you're going to be able to even reuse them in the future?
No, they are like our resources. If we purchase them at one time, we will have to use them another year. Because our most of the event will be going to be related with some kind of culture and our South Asian part. So we are able to use those dresses, those costumes every year in our like upcoming spring programs too, and upcoming year program too. Because this festival happens every year, so we have to use them, those costumes.
So have you had this event previously?
Yeah, last year also.
So where are the costumes and the utensils?
We added last year's costumes.
What about the utensils, the puja and the idol?
Last year it was really a small event.
You didn't use a god there?
Sorry?
You didn't use an idol last year?
Yeah, we have got the idol from the Nepalese community. We have just rented from the borough from them. But every year we can't ask them for getting the idol and stuff. So we want to make a permanent resources for the university.
And then finally, do you guys have like a space just on campus?
Yeah. Yeah, we have requested space and office space to the sub administration. We are just filling the form and the applications.
Okay.
We are on hold.
Okay. And then I have just a couple questions. So you requested an honorarium for a priest for the Deepavali event. You said he was associated with a temple of some kind?
Yeah, the priest will come from the temple and he will go, do some kind of puja, worship the god, and we will give him an honorable fee.
Okay. So unfortunately, per UNM's anti-donation clause, since it's like a religious or non-profit entity, we're not going to be able to fund the fee for him. So your club is still welcome to give him an honorarium. It would just have to come from your self-generated funds. And then my last question, you requested a sound system for your flash mob event. Did you have any specifics on that? Did you have like anything picked out specifically?
The sound system will be it will be a song like representing South Asian culture. It will be that dance will be of around 4 to 5 minutes, and we are planning to do some part of that here at UNM and some part to that downtown of the Albuquerque, so that more people can see the diversity in UNM.
But like, what kind of sound system is it going to be?
Oh, those are the speakers and some of the boosters, amplifiers. So that the public can hear the sound. It is audible to the public.
Okay. And do you already have them picked out, or did you just...
Yeah, we have tentatively talked with the sound system providers and talked about the money they are going to...
Okay. So it's going to be a rental?
Yeah, it will be a rental.
Okay.
It will be a rental for around 2 days, one day for our practice and another day for our live event.
Okay.
Did you guys provide food?
Yeah, I have provided the food.
For food?
For food.
Yeah, each
for food.
So, like, all these line items are way over 200, so I think most of it, except the rent, the media and the printing should have been
for. Printing also? Profit?
Princeton would not have a median. So everything above 200 should have been put.
If you would do that sometime before Friday, that would be great.
So when are the dates for this event?
For
the two events. Oh. Do you guys have a date?
Yeah. I have also reserved the sub ballroom for the event of Diwali. It will go to happen on the 17th of this November. And the second one, we are planning of doing it on November 10th. Yeah. Most probably on November 10th.
Wait, the first one is November what, 17th?
17th.
Okay, the second one, 10.
November 10th. The flash move will be on November 10th, and Deepavali will be on November 17th.
All right, well, that concludes our time for questions. Just like in a brief summary, a lot of you made very good points, like the 6,000 is obviously going to have to be cut to 650 maximum. Beyond the standing rules cuts are... Yeah, and based on what I've spoken to with Angela previously, the honorarium should be cut in full. Beyond that, it's up to you, but because it's such a large appropriation, I think that now is a great time to like really discuss it and make discretionary cuts on top of the standing rules things. So is there any discussion on the appropriation?
I think for line 14, I recommend to change it to or decrease it to 650.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Okay. Is there a second for this motion?
I second.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. This motion passes. Line item 14 now reads $650. Ansel, you still have the floor.
So for the the costumes, we can provide that. So I motion to decrease it to zero.
Could you list the exact line item just so I know which one you're talking
about? That would be line item 56.
41.
You can do multiple at one time.
Okay. So, sorry, it's a little bit confusing. So 42.
Yeah.
49. And 56.
49 is the sound system.
Sound system, okay.
Okay, so 42 and 56?
Yeah, 42 and 56.
Is there a second for this motion?
I second.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? This motion passes. Line items 42 and 56 now read $0. Ansel, you still have the floor.
For the sound system, I know it's a question. Do you guys have an actual growth for them to make it 300?
It's a what?
So for the sound system, did they give you like an estimate growth of 300?
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely provide that. I think we should probably keep that. I don't know if there's a
Is there any other discussion on the appropriation?
Yeah, 44. Like, why we go now, really keeping the idol in the office?
It sounds like they have space for it, and that would be an expectation, by the way, if you buy the utensils or the idol or whatever, just that you keep it on campus.
And they have approved it, and we are in the waiting list of getting the space for the office and also for the storage room.
Okay. So you keep your idols in the...
Yeah. And we will reuse in our every event.
I want to motion to drop zero for all utensil requests.
There's only one left, and that's the one for...
Yeah. The only reason is it's really hard to keep for continuous usage, because then you have to wash it and clean it, dry it, and I don't know if it's feasible. Utensils...
That all of them will be of metal, and we can reuse for the hundreds of years.
How are you going to clean it and keep it like clean?
We don't get dirty because it's made of metal. Yeah. So we can just simply keep it clean by the.
I don't think they're food serving utensils.
Okay.
Yeah, when they say utensils, I always think of food or something.
I thought it was like fork and knives.
Sorry?
What do you call the utensils?
Oh, they are like plates, worshipping plates, idols,
oh,
and
oh,
something
okay.
like that. Yeah. You must have seen in the temples how we just worship the Lord.
We are allowed to fund it. I've spoken to Angela. Unless, I mean, obviously, if you guys want to make that as a discretionary cut, that's fine. But from like SGO's perspective, from what they said to me, we don't need to cut it.
Okay. Then, yeah.
Again, we do need to cut the honorarium, which is line item 28. So if someone would motion that, that would be good.
I revoke the first motion that I made for the utensils, but I would like to motion to drop the honorarium for the priest.
Line item 28?
Line item 28.
Is there a second for this motion?
I second.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? This motion passes. Line item 28 now reads $0. Hong Yong, you still have the floor. So this appropriation is now in standing rules. If you guys want to make further cuts, you're going to need to, like, bring it up and discuss it, see how other people feel about it, and then make the motion if you think enough people do. But if I don't get any, if there's like a pause, I don't get any motions, I'm going to ask if you want to vote. So, is there any further discussion?
So for the food and the participants for 350, is this going to be, the flash mob is going to be here at UNM? That's the first one.
The flash mob is going to be here at UNM?
Yes, 50% of the flash mob will be here. 50% of the flash mob will be doing the downtown on the building. And it will also be
present
the UNM.
So for that flash mob, is this the food, is it included for both events or just one event?
No, it's included for the both of the events. Both of the events is a single event. We will just make a video, combine those videos, and we will post in the UNM Facebook page, UNM Instagram, and everywhere.
And then you'll be feeding the dancers, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay, so sort of a one-stop thing for the food. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none? Oh, okay.
Okay, so for 56, for, not 56, sorry, I broke that one. So for 35, since that's restricted, isn't it supposed to be zero?
No, that one's it's like items for worship that they'll
for
be
worship,
keeping as
okay.
as a club.
Okay, so I rewrote that.
Seeing no other discussion, the chair would entertain a motion to vote on the appropriation.
I motion.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? This motion passes. We will now vote on the appropriation. Bazarat?
Aye.
Blessing?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Ansley?
Aye.
Hong Yang?
Aye.
With a vote of 500, this appropriation passes at $1,856. So please get the quote for everything that we funded over $300, especially the sound system and the utensils, if you can.
For sound system, for utensils?
Yes. Those are the two main ones.
Line 35, yeah?
Yes.
For line 35 and for line?
And for line
49?
Yes. Those two. Because you already provided the quote for the food, so we're good on that one.
So I have to send the quotation for only two items,
yes.
Line 49 and 25.
Yes.
Okay, I will send it by the Friday.
Yep.
Thank you. Sooner is better.
Yeah. Most probably I will try to send it by tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So, is there anything I have to do?
Send the quotes.
Just send the quotes. Send the quotes. Have a good one.
So how much we have?
$1,856. That's pending full council's approval. They can choose to change it as they want, especially like if we don't get the quotes, then you might see those line items reduced. So,
thank you so much.
Absolutely. Bazarat, you're welcome to leave now. It was you. I'm sorry. Sorry. All right. We're all good. Next up, the chair would entertain a motion to open the American Society for Photogrammetry and Remote Sensing.
I second.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. This motion passes. We are now in the ASPERS appropriation. And I'm sorry for writing photography. I was looking too fast and I messed it up. But you'll have 5 minutes whenever you're ready.
And the JS. And we have all of our members are graduate students and from the geography department. And we are asking the funding for many two things. One of them is the JS workshop for the JS Day. JS Day is a big event for the geography department, which will happen in November. We are planning on to invite a guest speaker in for the JS Day. So, and the second one is our monthly group meeting, for our members to get together, and we planning to give some lightning talk and maybe just talk about our plan for the JS Day and also this one.
Thank you. Do any members of the committee have questions? Eric.
Yeah, I'm talking about the invited guest. Is it like giving him or her a honorarium?
Sorry?
Speaking about you, you said you're going to payment for invited workshop guests.
Yeah, workshop guests.
So is it like payment, like is it a honorarium or what? Like,
is it honorarium or how many guests are you inviting? Is it one person for $1,000, two persons, 500 each? Or?
Yeah, we are planning on one person for $1,000. We don't have any experience of inviting guest speakers. We get this number from the professor. He told us that we should prepare at least 1,000 for one guest speaker.
Okay, so based on the standing rule, we only give maximum of 250 for us or an area for uninvited guests that is outside the UNM.
250?
Yeah.
Dollars.
Okay.
Based on the standing rule.
So could you clarify on who you're planning on inviting? Is it a professor from a different school, or just could you explain who it is a little more?
Yeah, we are planning on inviting a speaker from other institutions because the JS Day is a very big day for the JS.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there will be many people will attend this workshop, and all of the professor in UM will attend, so we don't need to invite the speaker inside the UN.
Okay, thank you. Whether or not it'll be an honorarium is ultimately up to SGAO. I would probably recommend funding it at around $250 to sort of match an honorarium, but it can be categorized as a speaker's fee instead of an honorarium, just because that's such a specific category and only very specific guests fall into it. But are there any other questions from the committee?
I have. Do you have any other budgets than student organization funding? Possibly this would be your departmental event, not just your student organization event.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't know exactly how much the department will give us for this organization, but definitely they will give some funding for us.
Have you checked how much the department?
Any further questions from the committee? Seeing none, is there any discussion on this appropriation?
I motion to reduce the speaker fee to 250.
Line item 35?
Yeah.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? This motion passes. Line item 35 now reads $250. Hong Young, you still have the floor.
Now I motion to vote.
Is there a second to this motion?
Second.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? This motion passes. We will now vote on the ASPERS appropriation. Bazarat.
Aye.
Blessing.
Aye.
Eric. Ansley.
Aye.
Hong Young.
Aye.
With a vote of 500, this appropriation passes at $430. Thank you so much for coming. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out over email, the same email you submitted the appropriation to.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, talk with Dr. Gong. He will have some ideas.
The chair would entertain a motion to recess for 2 minutes.
Sure.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion?
Tony, why don't you just continue?
I need to go out and see if EGSO is here, and also you all have an opportunity to get a drink of water, use the bathroom, anything you need to. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? This motion passes. We are now in recess for 2 minutes.
Stretch your legs. We're almost done.
Hello.
Hello.
See you.
How are you?
Blessing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
How are you doing?
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes, first time seeing a business. First time.
Yeah.
How are you? Are you in the chemistry program? How far are you out?
Your
third year.
Did
you take comp? Did you take comp? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we just do
acting. Okay. No comp.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah.
Comp to the
car.
Yeah, my car. I got a car actually 3 months ago. And
Are you at North Campus or?
Allstate is going to
be a generic
car. I'm driving it down, but I have to buy a car by next week. So I've been trying to find the best car, and I might have to go pick it up. So I might not be here just to go test it out and then drive it back over here. And then I live close to the North Campus Park. So,
he's muted, but he should be able to hear you.
Carl.
He can see you, too.
He can see me? Carl.
No glass.
Hey, Carl. I think Jared wants to talk to you. He might have stepped away from his computer since we're on break.
I resubmitted those appropriations because I didn't fill out the... Did you get that email? I didn't fill out the line items below the other line items. So I resubmitted that today. Hopefully.
They probably saw it. And Angela sent me that form, so from now on I'll be sending you that for the full council, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Cool.
As long as you can send them to
Justin
after. Yeah. We should be good.
Will I have to fill anything out?
Basically, I'll be sending you the full council version instead of just sending you our version with the edits.
Okay.
You'll have to make any edits that full council makes, but
which will probably be nothing.
To you guys.
So if you want to volunteer for the next one, you can. I'll let everybody know.
What's your major?
Sport administration.
Oh, nice. What's your computer running right now?
Just data mining. Yeah.
What day is that?
It's just Friday.
I'm just done with.
So, Salas, are you going to the outside? No.
No, I emailed them. I told them they have 10 minutes to respond, otherwise. And when they respond, they're going to have to tell me they're, running over here. Otherwise, we're going to adjourn, and they'll have to be on the next meeting, basically.
And when is it? Probably mid-November?
November 7th.
It's just because we have Thanksgiving early this year. So in order for them to get receive funding in time, you just need to have...
I've looked at their funding request. It's not time sensitive. It's stuff for their office. They're a pretty small club, so they're still trying to like get started. Economics graduate student organization.
Is that yours?
I'm not in it, but I'm economics, yeah. I mean, I'm technically a member by virtue of being there. I've never gone to their meetings or anything.
Same with me, so being Hispanic.
Hey, Jared, were you trying to reach me earlier?
Yeah, is that paperwork, that email I sent, is that good? Did you need anything?
So what we actually are looking for, Jared, is like the actual, is that description of what the line item in the appropriation. So instead of just the category of like food, it would be like food for this event, or instead of just other professional services, it's like the category is other professional services, and that line item is singer for this XXX event.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So just go off what the appropriation says.
Yes. And the reason why is just so that way we can make sure that they don't try to buy food for an event that wasn't funded, or they're not trying to just basically try to pull a fast one on and not like actually tell committee what's happening.
Okay. Yeah, that's easy enough.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
So if they don't get back to me in 10 minutes, I'll just call us back to order. I'll ask you to vote on the appropriation. You are required to fail it since they didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be very quick. And then they'll be given the opportunity to present at our next meeting, basically. But we'll just give them a few more minutes, as long as no one minds waiting. Do whatever you want. We're in recess still until I can ask back.
So are you doing doctorate?
Masters.
Masters.
I want to do a PhD eventually, but probably not here. Probably not. Soon.
Did you undergrad yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did a mixed credit master's program starting last year, so I've been working on it for 1 year as an undergrad, and now I'm going to wrap it up in just 1 year.
Or do you hope to be for your doctorate if you...
I haven't really thought about it yet. I want to work for a couple of years before I go back to school.
Okay.
I'm getting a little burnt out.
Either way, to make more money first.
Yeah, but
I'm going broke in school.
Just so that like, I see everyone, but then also if anything does change or we have computer problems.
I was wondering, can we do like Zoom thing for fans?
And we're going to have a projector.
I don't think so.
Why did we do that last year?
It's not the most functional form. I think it reduces participation and it makes it harder to communicate, especially with the voting and everything like that. It is just one more meeting for the rest of the semester.
So, because by next month, they're going to like turn the clock, you know?
But we're gonna
and then you can get data like earlier. I don't know if we can move it like...
We can meet earlier if you're available, if everyone's available.
The 7th will be what day?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay. Especially for maybe next semester. In the spring, it usually gets
Yeah, we can talk about it afterwards, but for now, I think the November.
I know.
I mean, I think it's shorter this way than...
It is also extremely shorter.
Yep.
I was thinking it's going to be longer. But
nope. It's much smoother in person.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think we would repeat the whole Zoom fiasco quite the same way, but there would be a whole other fiasco.
Absolutely.
I'll be doing budget smarter. I'm looking. Well, that was
I'm using that right now.
Yeah. The software
that's 10 minutes
or so.
Can I step out?
Yeah. We're still in recess.
think Kodiak used it once or twice in our meetings.
Uh-huh.
She made the minutes.
Cool.
What is the plan for the UNM day? Would you like me to go to Santa Fe?
It's all up to you, man. If you want to go, by all means, go. I'll be there.
You're the, you have, you'll have to approve it. No.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's put it in writing then.
Okay.
And then we can approve it. Also, anybody, if anyone else wants to go, UNM day is pretty cool. It's at the Capitol. You pretty much can sit on, you can do lobbying if you want. Me personally, I don't think it. But it was cool sitting and watching bills get passed, like kind of like this, a finance meeting, but using the state budget and getting budgets approved for like $50,000 instead of
$500. So GPS and funding us?
I think so.
Like
I don't
train ticket and lunch.
They pay for lunch, but like for instance commuting, they're trying to limit commuting. So that's why I'm trying to get my car right away.
Oh, okay.
But I can fit up to 7 people.
Put it in writing, and then I'll approve whatever.
You can also get a day pass for the train for like $2.50.
Yeah.
Yeah, drops it off right at the Capitol.
Yep. It's like 5-minute walk from the depot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Since I'm an executive member, would I have to get approved through Justin?
Yeah.
I mean, if you can get approved through me, and then try.
Well, you're gonna. Well, because your finance is going to be like more into the budget of the next semester. So if anything passes from House and State and the governor signs it, you're involved hardcore in it. So next semester is going to be a lot busy. Because one of the graduate, the assistantship did pass from the Senate. So if we get it passed by the House of Representatives next semester, we'll be crazily busy.
When
is UNM Day? UNM Day usually falls on the third week of
January.
And I should be back from England
before that. You traveling to England?
Going
Jared?
To England.
You're from UK?
Jared, would you just get bounced
around?
Yeah, I'm just
going to go. My family
get us out.
My dad's side.
Oh.
And then I'll be going to Norway. And then for hopefully spring break, I'm going to Nigeria.
Oh,
yeah.
Where at in UK?
So I'm traveling to London first because that's where most of my family is at, and my best friend is from there too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also gonna be looking at property over there too because I'm thinking about expanding my flower business over there.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful climate. I shadowed with a really nice florist, and I brought a lot of lavender from here.
Mm-hmm.
I sold it for $45 a piece.
Wow.
I'm like,
oh, wow.
Okay. And their theme right now is wildflowers.
Okay.
In the area, we're doing so much wildflowers here.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to bring that over there.
Nice.
Then I'm going to go to Manchester, and I'm going to go visit a little bit in Scotland.
So how do you go to, like, how are you going to transport your flowers?
I'm going to be, like, staying there. I have an apartment over there, or a flat. They call it flat, but for my uncle is a landlord, like my dad.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm just going to call us back to order. We're just going to please vote no on this appropriation. All right. The chair calls this meeting back to order at 6:43 p.m. We will now conduct roll. Bazarat. Blessing. Eric.
Aye.
Ansley.
Aye.
Hong Young.
Aye.
With 4 members present, quorum has been reached. The chair would now entertain a motion to open the Economics Graduate Student Organization appropriation.
I motion to open.
This motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions? Discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. This motion passes. We are now in the EGSO appropriation. Seeing no one here to present on the behalf of the organization, the chair would now entertain a motion to vote on the appropriation.
I motion to vote.
This motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. This motion passes. We will now vote on the appropriation. Blessing.
Aye.
Eric.
Nay.
Ansley.
Nay.
Hongyang.
Nay.
With a vote of 0-4-1-0, this appropriation fails. This concludes our business for the evening. We will now go into closing comments. So any members of the committee have closing comments at this time?
For most of you guys went to the club last Club 89, I want to say thank you so much. We had about 80 students participate. That's the highest that we have seen since last year. So it's finally going up. So I'm really glad that council members are at least coming to see what the admin is doing. Our next Club 89 is going to be on the 3rd. I will mention it on our main meeting. It's going to be a lot different from all of our Club 89s. We're not going to be at drafting table this time. We're going to be at the sub 8 a.m. And it's going to be a meet and greet. So I highly, highly, highly recommend you guys make it there. So this is just another way to recruit new students, especially for council, so we can have more council members. And also, there's so much room in the budget there. So definitely show up there. I highly recommend probably like business casual. You don't have to dress in a suit or in business you don't have to dress super nicely, just at least dress business casual. There will be Dion's Pizza, and also we're going to be doing a raffle for bookstore scholarships. So this time we're trying to get like UCAM, that's our main social media marketer, and more involved with GPSA, since they do focus a little bit more on ASU and M. So the more students, the merrier. We want to try to get everything out as much as we can. That's about everything.
All right. Do any other members of the committee have closing comments? Seeing none, SGAO, do you have any closing comments for us this evening?
Go ahead, Carl.
Oh, okay. And not from me. You guys did a great job tonight, so thank you guys.
I just want to echo that. You guys are at record time for doing finance committee meetings. Just want to say thank you so much for getting through this pretty quickly tonight.
Thank you, Angela and Carl. The Vice Chair, do you have any closing comments?
Yeah, nothing more. Just to appreciate us for coming here. And like what Angela just said, wrapping up everything very fast. That's interesting. Thanks, everyone.
All right. And now we're finally to my closing comments. Thank you all for coming. I know it's not always the most convenient thing, but I do think it's a smoother and better experience, especially for the students who are coming and presenting to us, to show that we're respectful of their time as well as them being respectful of ours. We'll be meeting again on November 7th. We can discuss meeting earlier or later, but let's do that sooner. So if you have a problem with meeting at 5:30, please email me as soon as possible, and I can start putting out feelers for like shifting the time a little forward or a little back. We probably can't meet too much sooner, but honestly, if it's anything like this, it should be a very quick meeting, so I'm not too concerned. But
I'll be working at the polls, so just an FYI.
Okay.
So yeah.
When do the polls close?
7:00.
Okay, so you won't be available.
So I probably won't be available. I'll probably be on the Zoom and vote from there if it's available.
Okay. I'll talk to you later about that. But. All right. And with that, the chair adjourns this meeting at 6:48 p.m. You're all free to go. Thank you. Thank you, Angela and Carl. I'm going to go ahead and log off.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You need to rearrange this stuff.
I'm sorry?
You have to rearrange the chairs.
No.
All right. So